Welcome to the Rewire Podcast. This is episode 38. And today I'm just sharing some thoughts and some feelings and some intentions of a journey I'm about to embark on. And just a note, I haven't podcasted in quite a while. And the reason is that I'm just too busy really helping people in other areas now that I haven't actually had the time to dedicate to the podcast in the capacity I would like to. I don't like doing things halfway, and I felt that my intention and attention to this process was starting to wane a little bit. So I'm still going to use this platform once in a while to jump in for special things. So if you actually have listened to any of these episodes in the past and wondering why I'm not podcasting, well, that is the reason. So what I wanted to share with you today is, again, my thoughts and my feelings and my fears and my intentions as I approach my fifth ayahuasca ceremony tonight. I'm just preparing now. I'm packing my bag. I'm waving goodbye to my family. Maybe part of my ego, maybe part of my identity. Who knows? It's always a fearful thing because we like to hold on to that safe comfort zone, and really change is hard and the unknown is scary. So just a quick recap, if you don't know about my ayahuasca experience, dates back to 2012. I've basically been doing ceremonies every 2 years since 2012, so this will be number 5, and just caught the inside of 2020. Today is December 4th. It's important to note as well that I have had 3 DMT ceremonies between 2018 and 2020. Those are more of a couple-hour session with a shaman in an afternoon. Very intense, very deep, but ayahuasca is a whole different process altogether. So I'm not going to get into what ayahuasca is, what it does. There's a lot of great documentaries out there, a lot of great pieces of information about ayahuasca and the benefits of it, but I wanted to speak specifically of what my intention is for this ceremony, and then I'm going to chime back in after the session, so next week, and give you and share with you what actually transpired there, what actually happened for me. So I'm going in with an intention. So when you go into a process like this, it's all about having a clear intention. Whether or not, again, that intention is something that comes into fruition or if you get shown something else. But my intention for this really is to raise my level of vibration, which is consciousness. I'm trying to elevate my perspective to a higher place where I'm leaving the small self behind and moving closer to my higher self. So what does that mean? Well, it really means looking at everything from a higher perspective, really embodying that spirit of non-judgment, of getting outside of my ego, of letting go of things that do not longer serve me, and healing. So it's interesting, the healing aspect of what I'm planning to do for this ceremony is much more front and center, whereas before, in the earlier sessions, I didn't think I actually had to heal. I'm just like, give me some kick-ass stuff. And, it was just completely a different intention altogether. And even though I got my ass kicked, usually when I thought like that, it's basically for me now, I know we all need to heal. We all have shit from the past. We carry stuff in our bodies from past generations. There's things there now that I'm much more in tune with and much more aware of through my practice, through my meditation for years and meditation and breath work, and really connecting to myself and knowing like, oh, yes, I need to heal. I need to let go of that stuff from when I was a kid. That physical punishment that I dealt with, the things that happened, the bullying, the not feeling good enough, all of the stuff that we have that carries with us through our lives. And if we don't actually do the work on that, it really limits our capacity to let our light shine through, to raise our vibration to another level, and to really just get out of our own way and let go of some fear. And so my intention is to heal. My intention is to raise my perspective and really when you do those things, and the times when you feel really good and you feel healthy and you feel grounded, isn't that when you get the most peace? That's when you feel real, true peace. And within that peace, inside the eye of the hurricane with all the noise, and this year there's been a lot of noise. 2020 has been a fucking year and a half. And, you know, my feeling on that is I feel very grateful because I'm healthy and my family's healthy and my friends are healthy, but there's so much suffering. So just that noise that surrounds us all the time with what's going on, within all of that, inside, there is peace. And within this process, I can find myself getting closer to that peace, because when you are within that peace and you have that stillness and you have that real comfortable place where you can be grateful and just breathe and be in the moment, that's when the creativity flows. And that's when you can be at service to others in a greater capacity. So that is my other intention, is to learn from this process, to share with other people. This year has been a really extraordinary year for me in terms of service to others. That's been something lacking in my life, and I've been able to share through my mindfulness coaching and practice a lot of information and learnings, and offering people shortcuts and solutions and techniques and tools and hope and inspiration to get out of their own way as well. So in this process, I'm hoping to go deeper and elevate myself higher so I can inspire more people to raise their vibration and do the same, because the world needs this right now. So ayahuasca may seem like an extreme process to do this, but I really see this as something that drives a wedge into reality. Over time, even with a dedicated meditation practice and with all the right practices and all the right intentions and doing all the right things, you can still get stuck in certain places with familiarity. Our minds love to take us back to that comfortable familiarity. So this is just going to pull the rug right out underneath what Brian believes Brian is, and really going to tear my identity down. And what happens is, well, I'm not going to explain to what happens, because you can't really explain what can't be explained, I think, at times. And that's one of the interesting things about this. One of the biggest questions I get after doing something like this is, like, what happened? You know, you can explain certain pieces and certain things, but there's just a feeling that you embody, something that you can feel in your soul, a connection to something greater, a different level of consciousness, wisdom on a different level that you really can't put into words. And I have a difficult time with that, because we always try to wrap ourselves around, our brains just love to wrap a definition or some kind of explanation around something that can't be explained. So that's essentially it. And I'm very curious and I'm a little bit nervous, but I really feel that in all of my journey, this moment right here and now, I've been the most prepared for this that I've ever been. And we'll see if that means I'm being cocky, because I don't think I am, but you don't know what you're going to learn from this. It's interesting. About 6 months ago, I listened to a podcast, the Mind Valley podcast, and the CEO of Mind Valley, his name is Vishen Lakhiani, and he did another podcast on the Jay Shetty Show. And he did an ayahuasca retreat, and basically in that retreat, he got a download of an entire business plan for the new Mind Valley approach to next year, or whenever he was going to introduce that. And there's a CEO of a massive company using this as a tool to inspire more people, to help more people evolve and grow, and we need these things in the world right now. So I'm going to close with that. I think that there's not much more to say at this point, except that I'm going into it with an open heart an open mind. I've done the work. I've prepared. I've fasted. I'm mentally in the right place. And I'm really excited and nervous and scared, but feeling quite alive about going into this process this evening. The ceremonies typically begin around 9 p.m. and they will end around 9 a.m. So there will be some interesting progressions tonight, which I will explain in part two of this podcast. I wish you all a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend.